So, Richard, your Cityscapes column this month is about something I think it's pretty safe to say everyone takes for granted, which is house numbers. And before there were house numbers, what was the system for knowing where people lived and getting in touch with them?
It was kind of an ad hoc vernacular. The city founders, unlike in other places, did not establish a rational, logical system from day one. So in colonial times, you'll hear references to, you know, corner Bienville Royal. So they would use intersections and landmarks or a particularly noted citizen and where everyone knew where he lived. By the early American era, the city is growing, and this is becoming more and more problematic. And so the city hired a man, this is in 1805 when the city was first chartered, named Matthew Flannery, to devise a system. And this was a logical choice because he was chosen, he was contracted to conduct a census of the city. We're not talking a federal census. This was the 1805 local census. So he's going around on doors. What better guy to come up with a house numbering system? Well, unfortunately, he imported some outsider American notions that just did not fit this curvaceous Creole city. And one of them was north-south, east-west streets. Another one was to declare Orleans Street, Orleans Avenue, as the principal axis. Now, if you look at an early map of the French Quarter, it is. It looks like the Y-axis. But the city was growing. Canal Street would soon come upon the scene in 1810, and everyone would soon recognize Canal Street to be the principal axis. And he came up with a couple of other ideas that made more sense on paper than in practice. And so people generally rejected or did not adopt Flannery's system. I should note that there were a couple of other attempts to establish ex post facto a numbering system. It was one in the 1830s. There was a big one in the 1852, which is fairly well documented. But again, they were filled with irregularities. Mail delivery was becoming increasingly prevalent in the United States in the late 19th century, and so this was a problem.
But eventually New Orleans did decide that it needed a better system, and it got one in the 1890s. And it was sort of, you describe, a practical application of the metric system, based on a system of tens, basically, that was also in use in some other parts of the country and the world. Describe that system for us and how it was laid out on the city.
Right. So late 19th century, early 20th century is an era generally known as the progressive era when Americans try to solve municipal problems. This is when our drainage system is installed, there's electrification, women's suffrage, all comes out of this era. And so bringing order to the house numbering system was very much in accordance with the sensibilities of the time. So what they adopted is called the decimal system. It recognizes the significance of a block and ascribes 100 numerical units, the 100 block, the 200 block, 300 block, consistently throughout, with the odd numbers either on the lakeside or the downriver, and even numbers across the street. So New Orleans and many other cities adopted the so-called Philadelphia system, as it's called, because it was such a vast improvement over a truly irrational, illogical, piecemeal mess.
Now, house numbers are something that residents are very attached to. People often like to have the number very prominently displayed and sort of this big deal for people who own homes and live in neighborhoods.
In the same way that we cherish neighborhood identity and adorn our houses in a certain way, your house number for your particular street is unique. Sometimes they have a nice cadence to them. I particularly like mine, 725, nice and crisp, 725. And so it's a way for people to get a little creative and artistic.
Richard Campanella is a geographer at Tulane University, also the author of the Cityscapes column on NOLA.com and in the Times-Picayune. Richard, thanks so much for talking to us about your latest column on house numbers.
You're welcome, and thank you.